The Seattle School Board will consider a new universal dress code policy that aims to give more straightforward guidance to administrators and students. As KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains, the goal is to make sure all students are treated equitably.
The policy starts out with some core values, including that students should be able to dress in a way that expresses their individuality without fear of unnecessary discipline or body shaming. Basically, students will have to wear a top, a bottom, and footwear. Hats are okay, tank tops are okay. Ronald Boy is acting chief legal counsel for the school district. He says the aim is to minimize the number of disputes over whether clothing is too suggestive.
In the trainings that we do, if this is passed, it's our plan to make it very clear that we are focused on if it is creating a health or safety issue or if it's contributing to a hostile, intimidating environment.
Boy says students at Garfield High School pushed for a district-wide policy because they were concerned that female students were being disproportionately disciplined for dress code violations. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.